Albert Oliver, a passionate advocate for youth sailing in Canawan, shares how mentoring young sailors for over 15 years is shaping the future of the sport. His dedication not only fosters local talent, but also positions St. Vincent and the Grenadines as a top-tier sailing destination. On Monday, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Sailing Week was officially launched, and it will run from March 29 to April 6, featuring an expanded race schedule and enhanced onshore activities. Oliver says that this event underscores the country's growing presence in the international sailing community.
I almost born in a boat going to St. Vincent, you know. So it's something that I have a passion for, you know. And for the past, I would say, 15 years, I've been training the youth in Canawan for sailing, right? And I feel so good about it because some of them go away and they come back, but they come straight at my home. So they come back, they don't ever pass me in the street. They respect me very much, and I feel very proud of that, that I'm giving back. You know, a few of them gone out to sea, you know, so it's something that I have in me. I sail around almost every Gaita, Grenada, St. Lucia, Antigua. Sailing is my passion. I love it. So I've been speaking for years about, we have one of the best sailing waters around the Caribbean. There's no doubt about it. For I sail and being in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, you know, and I see this moving to a really international level.
Oliver says taking sailing to an international level will require stronger partnerships with the tourism industry to grow and sustain major events.
We should have gone that long time, long, long years ago. I've been speaking about it because I'm very close to the tourism people for years now. And I often tell them, I would say, listen, I'm going to Grenada for Grenada Sailing Week. I'm going to Antigua. Are you sending one or two persons to see what's happening, to develop so we could develop it? Oh, no, no, no. But I think that's something that we're missing, that we should able, somebody from tourism, should able to go to those islands, right? And, you know, be part of what is happening so we could develop our sailing. Because sailing is, when you go to Antigua or you go to Grenada Sailing Week, thousands of people in the street, in the restaurant, in the bars, right? In the hotels, right? And why can't we do it here? I mean, look, we have a marina in Canawan. Why don't we have international sailing coming out of Canawan? Because, right, we have the marina, right? So when the yachts come in, they have somewhere to berth.
Oliver shares his vision for growing St. Vincent and the Grenadines sailing events on an international scale. He emphasizes that strategic planning and collaboration with the tourism sector are key to transforming the country into a bustling sailing hub.
What I think is a way forward for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, because it's bringing a lot of revenue in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So I think it's a way forward that we should continue. Next year it should be bigger and better, because it takes at least 1 year planning to make it bigger and better. You know, they now start a few months back. But just, you know, but the question is, from since we finished this year, in April, we have to start planning for 2027 to make it bigger and better. So it's a really good thing, and it's a good step forward. I think we're moving forward because of what we have around us. We are the gem of the Caribbean.
Sailor and former first vice president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Sailing Association and a dedicated youth sailing mentor, Albert Oliver. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.